baseball fans, welcome to Hit It With The Hips, where love meets the long ball.
We're your hosts, Kat and Donald, aka Mr. Hip, a baseball-obsessed couple who love talking ball just as much as we love each other, most days.
That's right. From home run heroics to dugout drama, we break down the biggest stories, wildest moments, and of course, argue about which team is actually best.
Spoiler alert, it's not yours, love.
We'll cover stats, stories, and everything in between, all while keeping it fun, lighthearted, and definitely competitive.
So grab your peanuts and Cracker Jack, because this is Hit It With The Hips, where baseball beats banter.
Hey, it with the hips.
Ball with the ball, the bang, diggy, diggy. Thank you to all of our listeners for tuning in to the first episode. Love to hear your thoughts and feedback in the comments on our Patreon account. You can also meet us on our more intimate community that we have on Discord for our top tier subscribers. I will plug that information in the notes of the podcast.
Special shout out to our general managers. We want to give them a huge shout out for being our first supporters, who I affectionately call the Dugout Crew. Much love to Greg, Tim, and Donnell.
Appreciate y'all, fellas. Today we have a fun episode for all of our lovers and friends. That's right. We're taking you out to the ball game with us this episode. We'll be sharing personal stories of games we've attended together and our baseball-themed preseason date nights that won't break your pockets. But first...
All right, folks. It's time for Hit of the Week. The one swing that made us jump out of our seats, drop our snacks, and question the laws of physics, whether it was a moonshot, a clutch liner, or just pure hitting artistry. We've got it covered. Let's break it down. Or the hits that didn't happen, talking about the Gervonta Davis fight we watched last night.
Yeah, Greg sent a message to the group chat that said something about, it was something along the lines of how many times Roach made Tank do the stanky leg, but we are a Tank-loving household, so yeah, let's bring it back to baseball.
Right. So for spring training, the best hit that I've watched so far is seeing my double threat starting pitcher, DH, Shohei, placing his first homer of the season, letting everyone know he's back. I can't wait to see him back on the pitching mound, but that was so exciting.
Yeah, I can't wait to see him back on the pitching mound either. I think he went 1-for-3, so that bomb that he hit did salvage the day that he had in that preseason game, but I'm not going to have any slander for your favorite fantasy player. My favorite hit of the week has to go to Juan Soto. I think that this podcast just might be like me recapping my favorite Soto hits of the week, but he did hit his second bomb against the Nationals, which kind of broke my heart. But I know with Juan in the NL East, we're going to have to get used to him taking us out of the park. Do want to share a little bit of backstory about how we met, so I'm going to pass things off to Kat to jump straight into that.
Yes, so baseball has actually woven into our relationship since the very start. Donald and I met in 2018. Since then, we've gone to 12 baseball stadiums together. His Nationals won their first World Series in our first home together, which was coincidentally next to Soto Street. I know you guys are probably going to count how many times we've said Soto, but that's our son's name, so got to get used to it.
We love you, Soto.
We've watched my Dodgers win 2 World Series, although Donald will have to fight me to take away that COVID season championship. And funny enough, Soto happened to be playing for 2 of those World Series.
Yeah, Soto. How many times can we say Soto? I think this is a take a shot every time we say Soto podcast. But I do think the Dodgers reclaimed the World Series last year because they I don't think the COVID season counts. So the Nationals, prior to the COVID season, were the last official team to win. I remember sitting on the couch and we officially won. It was beautiful. I will never forget that moment. And that was just one of the proudest moments that made me feel like it was great to be from D.C.
Yeah, that's right. And we were living in Boyle Heights, so shout out to our neighbors who just did all those fireworks for you.
Yeah, gotta love those folks.
All right, so do you remember which game we've attended together first?
I don't remember who the Dodgers played, but we were with Dan and Jenny.
It wasn't the Dodgers. Our first game we ever attended together. Think about it.
Well, I'm not going to get that right. I thought we went to the Dodgers.
No, our first game we've ever watched in person together was the Boston Red Sox.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Good old Boston. Yeah, I think we went to the museum that day. Oh, good old memories.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know who they played against?
I don't remember who they played against. I just remember walking. It was the first time I had been to a stadium, and I got a pin that said, "This is my first time here," because it was your first time here, and I never knew that was a thing prior to that. And I was like, this girl must collect a lot of "this is my first time" pins.
Touche. But why don't you let people know what your affiliation of Boston is?
I went to school in Boston. I don't know why we talking about Boston so much.
Well, because, you know, it was the first time, and I'm trying to make it a little bit more personal to why, in context, this game was pretty awesome to attend, just because I felt like I got like a person that was local showing me.
Yeah, I have a love-hate relationship with Boston. Like, you love it for certain things and you hate it because of the snow. And I think they were one of the last baseball teams to integrate and add a black player to the roster. And I know a lot of black players have difficulty playing in the Boston Stadium because of the slurs and the Boston, I can't even say camaraderie, but just the fans and how they kind of come together. So I do have that love-hate relationship with Boston fans.
Well, let me tell you, it was a dream of mine, you know, when we were trying to kind of plan to what stadiums we were going to attend. I've always, you know, living close to the Dodger Stadium and being a baseball fan, wanted to go catch a game at the Red Sox, the Cubs, and the Yankees. So us starting our chase with the Red Sox was like really cool to me.
Yeah, I can't wait to take our kids back. And listeners, I want you all to know that I probably won't get laid for a whole month, because I should have been telling that part of the story. I'm looking at I'm scared to look at Kathleen's face. But I know our first Dodger game together was beautiful. It was like when you go out with someone, usually they're more reserved, but I got to see your energy, and I think I was recording like a selfie, and then I was like, let me see if I can get this girl in the frame because she's kind of cute. And then I got you in the frame, and you were screaming, and I will never forget that moment. But we also got to take Marigold to the game, mm-hmm. at the Dodgers Stadium, and you got the baseball. I forgot what player gave her the baseball. I think it was who's our catcher?
I was just about to say his face is escaping me right now, but it was a Nats.
I should know that.
Catcher.
I feel sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry, Keybert Ruiz. It was you.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I blanked out on your name for a second. But that was a beautiful game. And speaking of that game, we left. I think I was working that day, and it was like a day game, and we left. And as soon as we left, they hit a home run right where we were sitting at. Ah, talk about missed balls. Pause.
Right. There's so much that happened. I mean, it being Marigold's first game she's ever attended, having the home team at Dodger Stadiums. And funny enough, our daughter didn't even know Blippi at the time. And Blippi and Mika were special guests. So it was just kind of funny how that all played out. But I did want to talk about first time jitters of us going out, because I know this about myself. I am a very passionate sports fan. It's almost why I can never watch at home, because I know I'm loud and I'm very, in, you know, just so, you know, trying to be in that scene, trying to look cool for you at the start was really hard. And I'm almost grateful that we started in Boston, because it was just the two of us. I had no actual, I know the Dodgers weren't playing, so I didn't really have any affinity for anybody playing that day, and I got to just experience that with you. But I did want to talk about how I think how I became like a sports fan in a way, to kind of show that, like, you know, it's just it's funny how things play out, because my mom, if you know anything about her, she's very quiet, and it's almost really shocking to people that she is such a big Laker fan. It's actually really random, but she never talks, but whenever Laker games came on, she cheered, she laughed, she cried during games. So I kind of felt like watching her do that, it was like acceptable to do that until I started watching games. So we started, actually a first game we watched together was a basketball game. But yeah, I don't know. It was just so funny. I just had to mention that, because I feel like girls get kind of shy to, you know, show that side, but it's actually, you know,
it's funny watching your mom watch Lakers game now, because she can't see that well. And so she just stands in front of the TV and I'm like, move, Berlin, or tell me what the score is. And she's just like, I don't know. The Lakers are winning. Do you remember the game that we took your mom to the Angels?
When yes.
We went to Anaheim?
It was so hot that day, I remember. And we had Marigold, and I was pregnant with Soto at the time. It was a great game, though.
Yeah, I mean, you have to sit in the seats at Anaheim that are shaded, because if you are in the sun, it is brutal. It feels like being in the desert. But I just remember watching the Nats play, and I was talking trash to whoever was in the bullpen warming up for the Angels, and they almost hit me with the baseball, and I was kind of even more mad because Marigold was with us. But I'm not sure if you remember that, Cat, but that was trash for me, and bad sportsmanship for the Angels, who lost that day. I hope they did. I think they did. It's okay. Do you remember how we got to the Padres game?
Yes. So we actually took the Amtrak train from downtown to San Diego. The weather forecast was rainy, but, you know, we wanted to go see the Nats at the Padres Stadium.
Yeah, and that kid, they kept throwing the outfielders kept throwing the balls to the young kid. And the kid was just like, well, I'm not a Nats fan, so you can have this. And I was like, thanks, kid. That guy... Oh, a guy came from Michael Taylor. He played for the Nats at this time. And I like Michael Taylor because he looks like the dude from The Wire.
Yes, he
not
does.
Not Omar, but the one that played Bosch.
Well, the funny thing about that is we went to the game. We didn't, you know, we obviously traveled by train, so we didn't have a glove. Or actually, you did bring a glove, right?
I did.
And like, there's a father and a kid next to us. He's probably like, what, grade school? And when the kid caught the ball, his dad looked at him like, give the ball to Donald, because that was like the opposing team. And it just made me think, like, if it's a kid, wouldn't you want to give the ball? Or, you know, you got to teach him young.
Yeah, not me. Thank you, kid. Thank you, dad. Appreciate you for being a honorable sportsman. A home team fan, towards a away team fan. Much love to that. I think the next game that we went to, you've already mentioned the Red Sox and that the historical park. I ain't mean to talk too much trash about Boston. I love you. But the Nationals, I remember going back home, seeing the fam. It was the fam's first time meeting Soto. And we went out to the game on the 4th of July. It was hot as hell that game.
Mm-hmm. It was so hot. So much so that I felt like the kids needed some downtime. So one of our rituals is looking for the sensory room.
Yeah, Marigold was wilding that day. It was hot, though, but she was wilding.
Yes. We also lost a slipper, something you'll... I keep losing one of Soto's slippers whenever we go on an outing.
It was
outing.
Not a slipper. It was the top flight official little Nikes. That was not a slipper, but I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Either way, it's like Soto's Cinderella story. You'll find it one day. But anyways, the Nats at the... You know, there was somebody working that day that she was not letting us go to the room because there was a child that had special needs that needed to use sensory room, and he was an older kid, so he didn't want, or the worker anyways, didn't think it was appropriate to have our two babies there with him. So we waited, and at the room, which the Nats sensory room is actually really nice. It had like bean bags, it has like little lights fixtures and stuff, and we ended up going to the room, and another family joined us. And our kids saw bean bags and immediately started messing with it. But some beans of the bean bags started coming out. And you remember what happened?
Yeah, the beans were already out before the kids jumped on it. I asked the lady to clean it up, and she was rude. And then I don't want to go too much into it, but I think my highlight of that day was getting the kids a photo with the president mascots. I had never done that before. I think that's one of the best parts about going to the National Stadium, and that is public transportation accessible. But just make sure you take your water if you're going out there.
Yeah.
During the summer.
I think all the hype of just going to the Nat Stadium because it was your home stadium was pretty cool to see.
Yeah, and it was 4th of July. You know, it's the 4th of July. We in the nation's capital. That was just a fire game all around. You know, random story, but I think I was on Reddit and saw that, like, that game, there was a young woman out and someone spiked her drink or something. Like, and it was mad random, but it was the 4th of July game. And there was a lot of people there that was like, man, you should report that. I was at the game. So shout outs to the fan community for coming out to kind of help people track down that type of stuff.
Yeah. Wow. That's tragic. It looked like the workers were having an unpleasant time having to deal with people. It was already a packed game. So with all that going on, like when we even asked where Soto's shoe was, they were like, not going to help.
Yeah, I mean, they dealing with people day drinking at an 11 a.m. game. So that's all that for you. But heading a little north, and then we'll come back down south because we'll do Philly then Baltimore. We'll end on Baltimore. But going up to the Phillies game, I remember we went out to eat. We got that dope vegan steak and cheese. I'm not gonna say the restaurant because they didn't give us a sponsorship yet, but we got that good vegan steak and cheese. And I remember getting in the Uber, and the Uber like, man, you guys sure you want to go to the game? And me and Kat like, yeah, you know, ballpark chasers, we're going 30 for 30. This is before we had kids, I think. And so we're on the way to the game. He's like, man, the Phillies are getting spanked. Are you guys sure you want to go to the game? And I'm like, yeah, we want to go, you know. So we get there, and I think I had great seats. I got seats, like, right behind home plate. And the seats did not transfer in the app program. And so we were stranded outside of the stadium. Cat's like, I'm just going to buy some cheap tickets, and then we'll just go to the seats when the tickets transfer. And I'm like, this is why I married you. But I don't – yeah, we were married. Yeah. I don't know when we went to the game, but I was like, this is why I'm with you, because you had my back in that instance. But as soon as we took our seats, I think it was a grand slam. It might have been two grand slams. And that was just a beautiful game to experience. And the Phillies came back, and you can just see, like, how dope the Philly fans were.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm a Philadelphia Eagles fan, so I love being with Philly fans. But it was always so weird seeing Bryce Harper, because he had left the Nationals years ago. And, you know, whenever he would come on bat, Donald would be a little salty.
He who shall not be named. That's, I think, right. He hit the grand slam that day, probably.
He probably did. I'm not knocking it. But, yeah, what a great game to have in their stadium, because they just turned the score around, and it was, ended up being one of the most epic games we've watched. Outside of the Diamondbacks game, of course.
Yeah, only negative, and I ain't trying to throw no shade, is that they didn't have vegan food. Like, not even vegan snacks. I think we just got Cracker Jacks that day.
That's right, yeah.
You know I love my ballpark vegan glizzy. But least, speaking of things I didn't like, my least favorite stadium we've been to would be San Francisco. I like the experience of getting there, and I'll let you tell that story, but it was cold. And I'm like, why is it cold? And we're in California, but I didn't know the Northern California is that cold. But, you know, did you enjoy that day?
I did. At the time, we stayed out in Oakland, and we saw that there was a way to take, like, a taxi boat to the stadium, which is actually really cool, because some people like kayak close to the stadium.
Yeah, and try to catch those home run balls.
And that was fun to watch. But yes, it was very cold that day, and I didn't have the clothes for, you know, it. But we wanted to go there because Donald had read an article that the Giants at the time had the best vegan options. You remember that?
I did. And they had a few places, but it was,
there was like one Asian spot. I want to say
that was like COVID, or like right after COVID too. Right. So it was like, we got to go back with the kids anyway. Since it's the only stadium up there now, since they did away with the Oakland A's stadium.
Yes. So we're still, you know, we were kind of debating about that last season, if we should check Oakland off or wait until they get to Vegas, but that's for a larger conversation.
Yeah, I think they might be in Sacramento this year, but yes, we can still catch them. It's, you know, we'll catch them. Got to catch them all. I remember going to the Toronto Stadium. I think it had just been renovated. Kat was there for a professional trip, doing a little conference. So we were like, why not check out a baseball game? It was the season opener for the Blue Jays. And I was like, I think I was with Soto and you were with Marigold. And I was like, where did you guys go? And then we came upstairs and it was lit from there.
Yeah. So they, as part of their renovation, they made a section for a children's area, which kind of is their way of doing a sensory room, but also have activities. And Marigold was so happy. And it was nice for us parents because they had large screen to watch the game.
Yeah.
So I got to actually catch the game, not in my seats. We had really great seats.
We did. They had the dope, like, little print, like, make your own cartoon. So I made the little Iron Man, Superman cartoon with Marigold, the thing that we have the hanging on the door. Yeah, that was cool. I think the workers were kind of upset because Marigold kept taking the barkers and putting them in the wrong bin.
Right. So they had, like, these little kid almost desk that came with a coloring page and some colors, but Marigold just kept going to each, you know, table and taking the crayons and messing it up. But she had such a great time. I think that stadium with its renovation made it very family friendly, And if anybody has an opportunity to stay at the hotel that overlooks the stadium, nice. That looked dope.
That was nice. It was nice. That looked nice. I would go back just for the vegan glizzies. I like those glizzies. I think we went up there when they had the ball game just to go get. I went up there just to go get the glizzy.
Yeah, we would have to go in a warmer time because we came in a cold season and
Marigold was sick. She got sick. I think she got an ear infection that trip. That was a doozy.
Yeah, because we ended up taking her to the hospital.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that because I don't know if we paid that bill. Oh. And I don't want them to come looking for us.
But anyways, the Blue Jays, I'm excited for how their team is going to shape up for this year. So I'd love to come back. Which, you know, part of
that. Speaking of blue.
That's right. We went to the New York Mets this past summer. And as a Dodger fan, it was so fun to see the blue and orange interact the stadium. Little taboo because we're not Giants fans, but just seeing the stadium in New York, it was just, we had just got out the airplane that day.
No.
Got the rental.
No. We had just got out the car. We just drove up from D.C. and we went straight into the stadium. I don't even think we took a bathroom break. It was
right.
Literally, we drove to make the game.
You're right. And the Mets stadium, that was an interesting stadium. I like the vegan option. They actually had its own section.
They had like a whole court with just vegan food. I like the stadium. It was nice. It was picturesque. You could take pictures everywhere. Mm-hmm. I think only it was difficult because we were just getting out of the car. And I don't think we gave Marigold like an iPad. That was like the first time we let her see an iPad on that drive up. And once we got out the car, she wanted to run everywhere. So that was really difficult. So make sure you take some time when you get to the stadium. If you have kids, go to the stadium a little earlier. Let the kids burn some energy and run around so they'll actually sit down and hopefully enjoy the game. But that I like that. We went into like a weird entrance. So we have that family photo in front of the trophies.
Some, like, photos of the team, historical things.
We'll share that with our GM level subscribers on the Patreon. Had to make that little plug. And
one thing that happened in the Med Stadium was I tried to take Marigold to go see Mr. and Mrs. Met, the baseball mascots, and tell me why there was a whole group of college students seeing me holding Marigold, and they all came and took photos that Marigold and I, unfortunately, didn't get to take a photo. The person right in front of us was their last photo, so I took a photo of them. But that's always fun to do with the kids because they think they're real.
What? Take photos of other people
with after the mascots. They slight you?
It's all good. Man, we gotta teach each other to be each other's backbone sometimes, y'all.
Right.
But the Orioles was fun to watch. We got to go see the trophy. We got to see that with Chad and Charlotte. It's always nice to see them. And, you know, that was, again, getting there was horrible. I wanted to take the kids on the train because they love taking the train, and the Amtrak broke down. And so we had already had the tickets. I think Charlotte and Chad had their tickets. And
we were coming from D.C., by the way.
Yeah, coming up from D.C. And then we ended up having to catch an Uber. Shout outs to the Duna stroller, because if we would have had just our regular stroller on the train, we wouldn't have been able to go to that game. So shout outs to the Duna stroller.
Yeah. The Orioles Stadium, it's one of my top stadiums, I will say, because it gives that old historical feel with the new twists. And really fun, they have a personal song they have with their community, which I thought was really fun. And everyone was singing along to it.
Yeah. But
overall, it's a good game.
The Orioles have a soft spot in my heart. going to school in Baltimore, and I remember getting very cheap tickets. I remember just going to like brunch and seeing Cal Ripken sometimes, like, oh man, like, go Birds. I think y'all, I might be on the Cat bandwagon if you heard the first episode, but I think I might be with the Birds winning the AL East, because the Yankees pitchers might not be able to take them that far. But, you know, sad note, we went to a baseball game, but there's always beauty in the dirt, or there's always beauty on the other side of the rainbow, or I don't want to get too poetic. I think there's always beauty in new beginnings, and with those new beginnings, the previous doors need to close. And Kathleen had a miscarriage, and part of, you know, just taking the time to reconnect, we went out to Arizona. It was the first time we played golf together. Good times. Ricardo kids drove the golf cart over my thigh. I still got a little scratch on my leg as a wound to as a survival thing from that. But we went to Arizona and saw our first no-hitter.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so last episode, Donald had mentioned that we saw Tyler Gilbert have his first no-hitter at the stadium, but that trip was very special to us because, unfortunately, as Donald mentioned, unfortunately, we lost the first baby we had together, and actually, that baby was still in my stomach watching this game, but in a weird way, it was almost like it was poetic that we got to see a no-hitter. We had just met, or I had just met, Ricardo's family for the first time, and that was set the tone of what our family could look like at stadiums. So in a weird way, we were able to, you know, now have two of our kids, one of which being my rainbow baby, Marigold, and we just, you know, keep it going, but did want to mention that that's a real thing.
Yeah, shout outs to the Thomas family, always coming through. That game, it was wild because they had their kids and we rapping, getting to know you, were getting to know them, and I think it wasn't until like the eighth inning where it just turned up. Like every pitch, the crowd was like, oh, and I was like, what's going on? And I was like, oh, a no hitter.
And the funny thing, it was, I mean, it being Arizona, it was so hot that day, but the dome was closed, or, you know, their stadium rather. But it looked so lit in there. We did like a walkthrough because we took the kids to go get their first time things, got some popcorn, and there was like pools, like people can watch, you know, sitting on a pool watching the game. It looked like a really nice stadium. So definitely trying to go back there.
Yeah, we're going to have to go back. Missed the opportunity to go to spring training, but I think our last on the list is the Quakes, the single A level minor league team for the Dodgers. They have another, the Angels single A team is about a few miles away from the Dodgers team in San Bernardino, but we went to Rancho Cucamonga with the homie Wes. Shout outs to Wes, just every day, all day. We have to get him on a upcoming episode. It has to happen. But we went to the Quakes game. I like the vibe of minor league. It's very affordable, and I just think it's a great opportunity. But speaking of affordable, mm-hmm. I think we're gonna take a break here just to plug our sponsors. Shout out to the sponsors, and then we'll talk about affordable baseball dates.
That's
right. See
you soon. Heal with the hip.
At Dads Are Cool Too, they know being a dad just isn't a title, it's a lifestyle. That's why they got the dopest hats and tees that celebrate the coolest dad-dads out there. So step up to the plate, show off your dad pride, and grab your game day gear at Dads Are Cool Too. Visit dadsarecool2.com using the promo code Mr_Hip for 15% off today.
Here with the hip.
Much love and shout out to our sponsors. Now, we bring you baseball, love, and budget-friendly fun. We've got you covered. It's time for Grand Slam Dates, where we bring you the best affordable ways to enjoy America's pastime with your favorite boo. Because great memories don't have to break the bank, just like that perfectly timed squeeze bunt. Kat, go ahead and kick us off.
Right. All of these activities, by the way, are before the season. So if you're missing baseball, this is for you. First one, going on a walking tour on murals of players present and past.
That's a dinger.
Signings of veteran or current players.
I would say that's a base hit.
Going to thrift store, getting baseball merch, and doing DIY photo shoots.
Not too friendly, budget friendly sound. And I'm going to say that's a single.
Attending spring training if you're close to Arizona or Florida, because the practices and the batting cages are free.
Yeah, that's a homer.
Going to the batting cages with your boo.
That's a tater, moonshot, homer.
Taking your significant other to a family-owned or baseball player-owned restaurant or business.
Standing double.
Going to a baseball-themed museum or taking a tour at the stadium.
We took that tour and got to see the Dodgers where they sit. So that's a home run. I like that.
Going to library events with former and current players reading to the kids.
Yeah, I saw that old Dodger player. That's a single. Yes. That's a bunt.
Hosting or attending a local trivia night that is baseball theme. Also, there's activities such as I have a Dodger Loteria and a domino set that you can play at home.
That's a single.
Start a fantasy baseball team with your significant other.
I think that's the perfect place to end that. And I'm going to say that is a Grand Slam idea. And it has been such a wonderful time not talking baseball with you because we are in the same dynasty league. And I love those dates, Kat. And with those dates, I am going to kick off our rapid fire question. If possible, can I ask you the questions first?
Sure.
All righty. Thank you for letting me go first. You are quite the madam. Let me bring up my timer. Get that fast forward here. And 60 seconds. Are you ready, Cap?
Yes.
Let's go. First baseball game you've ever attended?
It's probably like 2008.
Ever got an autograph from a player?
Yes.
Biggest offseason move that will impact spring training?
I think Juan Soto to the Mets.
Will the new MLB rule changes affect how teams approach spring training?
Absolutely.
Which pitcher will dominate this spring?
I'm going to go Max Scherzer.
What's one rule in baseball that every new fan should know?
The pitcher has a timer to throw the ball.
Which veteran player is due for a surprise bounce back season?
Clayton Kershaw, please.
Which team looks like the biggest sleeper headed into 2025?
Detroit Tigers.
And that is our time. Appreciate you resetting that timer. Let me know when you're ready to kick things off, Kat.
All right. You ready?
I'm ready. Born ready.
Let's do this. The best baseball-related gift you've ever received?
Man, That's hard, because you right here and you gave me baseball stuff, but had a girl give me a Strasburg jersey, official Nash jersey.
What exactly is spring training?
It is folks getting kind of like greasing the wheels to go on the longest race that hopefully culminates in a championship.
How should teams decide which players make the final roster?
Based on trajectory, I think some people start off cold. Some people start off hot. You don't want to start someone off hot and they end up cold. So I think it's to go with your gut intuition.
Where should spring training be?
Where it's sunny. Because it's in the winter.
What's the best way for a new fan to start following baseball?
Follow this podcast. Follow me on Mr. _ Hip on Instagram. And that is...
not the self-promo.
Hey, I mean, hey, you know, Mr. Hip, Mrs. Hip, it's the hips. Hit it with the hips. We appreciate it. I was about to freestyle, but that's going to come one of these upcoming episodes. Thank you all for tuning in again. Looking forward to seeing you all on episode 3.
Yes, subscribe to our Patreon, and we are Hit It With The Hips.
Patreon is patreon.com/HI with the hips. That is HI with the hips. See you all soon.